Welcome back to Health Check. I'm Heidi Godman. This hour has gone by so quickly. We've been talking with Dr. Dan Watts, founder of Renewal Point. He's a longtime MD who's an integrative medicine specialist, and we've been focused on cancer and using integrative medicine to complement traditional cancer therapy. So maybe you've had surgery, or you know someone who has cancer and needs surgery, chemo, radiation. There are other things to consider. There are a lot of national centers that are beginning to use complementary therapy, such as vitamin C through an IV drip, but such as balancing different hormones in your body and using different types of vitamins, nutrients, diet, certainly exercise, all these different types of therapies that are being considered. We are not advocating that you only choose one or the other. We are saying, this is something you can consider. This is something Dan does every day in his practice. We've talked to Dan about his own thyroid, or his own problem with lymphoma, and how he was able to become cancer-free using alternative methods. We've talked to another of his patients who had stage 4 colon cancer and is now cancer-free because she was using traditional and complementary therapy, integrative approach. Now we are going to talk to another patient. And Dan, this is Lori Meeschus.
Lori Meeschus is
one of your patients. And she came to you with which type of a cancer?
She had thyroid cancer, and she was working with Dr. Lupo, who's a
Mark Lupo.
Yeah. And he's a thyroid specialist, endocrinologist here in town. And so we started working with her. Lori has been in, she does a lot of work. You're going to find she's very knowledgeable in cancer herself. And the whole group, and she works with some groups here to kind of advocate integrative approaches to cancer.
Okay.
And so we started working with her with IVC, intravenous C therapy, to help her contain her thyroid cancer.
All right. Well, let's talk to Lori now and find out how she's doing. Welcome to the program, Lori.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, I'm so happy to hear that you're doing well. Tell us, you have a particular type of thyroid cancer, and how are you doing today?
Well, first off, I'm doing great. I'm very grateful for, I think it's a combination of mind, body, spirit, getting a great medical team together and a supportive network around you to get through cancer and any challenge somebody goes through in their life. And I'm doing well. It's basically being managed at this point in time. It's a recurrent type of thyroid cancer. Typically, thyroid cancer is very treatable with radiation. And in my case, the radiation was not effective. So it came back. I originally was diagnosed in 2007. It came back in 2009. I had another surgery, and then it came back again in 2011. I went up to Sloan Kettering, and they basically said it's a blood vessel invasive RIA refractory thyroid cancer. So it was important to me to look at other modalities. Dr. Watts and I have worked together for, probably 12 years, almost, close to 15, I think. So I wanted to look at other options. The conventional therapies weren't available for me. They don't have a chemotherapy that works in my case, and further radiation isn't effective. So in talking with Dr. Watts, Dr. Lupo, it was just it was good to look outside the box and say what else is available. And I was really grateful that Dr. Watts is doing the vitamin C infusions, and I really saw a benefit in doing that, not only in just maintaining the cancer, but I felt good when I was on the therapy. So that was an added benefit.
And how long was it, I should ask, before you noticed that your cancer was controlled after taking this vitamin C through an IV?
I would say, it started in September, and I saw the physician in October, and my tests basically were going up, and then what we started to see is a plateau of the test results. So that was good, and I haven't had to have any surgery. I've had 20 surgeries total, not all for cancer, but it was good to finally know that, okay, I'm not going to go in for another surgery as we're starting to see the numbers go down, and since then we've seen them plateau, which is great.
And
also on medication. In addition to the alternative, just conventional medicine, which I think there's a really important merit between the two. It's like a low dose chemo that I'm on that also helps to suppress the cancer. So between the traditional and the integrative, I'm in a great place.
What about a lifestyle change? Did you make any changes? Diet, exercise?
I was really healthy before, and a cyclist that you probably know, Tony McAcron.
Oh, yeah.
I started Team Tony Cancer Foundation together in 2010. I mean, it's athletics has always been a big part of my life. I've always eaten really well, and that was sort of the frustrating part of getting cancer and having to deal with you know, that at such a young age. So it was deepening the my knowledge and understanding of wellness in my life that was really helpful. So, you know, eating organic food, you know, taking all preservatives and additives out of our diet, and making most of our food, that was big. It's just that lifestyle change of not going out to eat as much because we could control what we put in our bodies when we were, you know, cooking our own food. And meditation is a big part of my life that really helped get through the, you know, the mental challenges that cancer, you know, sort of presents in your life, and of course any challenge that one faces. And I was paralyzed in 2008 after a surgery, and it was, you know, it was the support of others around, meditation, and just visualizing what I wanted my life to be like and sort of putting myself in that place now and living that life of, okay, I'm going to be in my preferred future now, which is healthy and strong and getting through this disease.
Well, Lori, we are so happy to hear from you today, and thank you so much for sharing your story, and continued good health to you.
Thank you very much.
Lori, good to hear from you, and thank you for coming on and sharing your story with others.
Absolutely. I appreciate being on the show today. Thank you.
Thank you. Dan, this is so encouraging to hear from people who have tried these other types of approaches to cancer and are having success with it.
Right.
If someone is considering it, what encouraging words would you share with them?
Well, I would say, just like we heard from Joanne, and just like we heard from Lori, and for myself as well, have a good attitude. You know, I think that's really good. Get yourself straightened out. Find out, get out of the shower. Remember, we said you can't dry off unless you get out of the shower. Get yourself well. So something, find out what in your body is affecting this. Why are we getting the cancer in the first place? And then we've heard from people that did straighten out their lifestyle, and they did use integrative therapy. Everybody that we've talked to today, including myself, have worked with an oncologist and then worked with an integrative specialist such as myself. And as we've seen, that is just busting open this. And I think just that combination is going to help us all decrease these rates of cancer in our bodies.
And how many over the years, if you had to guess, how many patients would you say that you have helped using integrative medicine who have also been seeing an oncologist?
Integrative medicine, I really couldn't tell you.
Dozens, hundreds?
Over 100.
Okay.
So over 100, I would say.
Dozens.
Under 200, right in
what
that area.
Uh-huh. Even hundreds. Yeah. Okay. All right. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. And it seems like this is gaining more traction. Just as a health show host, I can say that I'm being pitched mm-hmm. by people who want to come on the program. Mm-hmm. More and more people who want to talk about complementary therapy for cancer treatment. And, you know, sometimes you look at it and you think, this seems kind of like hooey. Mm-hmm. But to hear people say that, yes, there's something to it, to know that all of these large research institutions are beginning to inquire. Incorporate it to, mm-hmm. to hear that you yourself went through it. Very, very eye-opening.
Right. And these are all anecdotal stories that we're hearing. But when we hear 100,000 from Riordan Clinic, 100,000 cases, and we start to see the effectiveness of that, you have to say, hey, this is beyond that. And now they're doing, as I said, they're doing research, solid research at the University of Kansas in this. And the NIH has already done their research.
Very exciting. Well, Dan, tell us how we can get a hold of you in case anyone out there wants
Absolutely.
To make a call.
Call the Renewal Point. We're out on Clark Road. We're the only one that's not a car dealer out there. 926-4905. And we have a website, therenewalpoint.com. Therenewalpoint.com.
Wonderful to talk to you always. Thank you so much for coming on the program, Dr. Dan Watts.
It was fun.
Thank you. Again, everybody, if you'd like to talk to Dan over at the Renewal Point, it's 926-4905, 926-4905, or check him out, therenewalpoint.com, therenewalpoint.com. I'm Heidi Godman. My producer today is the wonderful Bridget O'Brien. You've been listening to Health Check with Heidi Godman on WSRQ. Bye-bye.